is facing serious questions about his role in the post office scandal after it emerged that the Crown Prosecution Service dragged three innocent sub-postmasters through the courts during the Labour leader's tenure as Director of Public Prosecutions. Whilst Labour claimed that Starmer was unaware of the cases, GB News presenter Nigel Farage took the Labour leader to task, writing on Twitter, "As the scandal grew and hundreds of innocent people were convicted, Starmer did nothing. It's time for some answers," says Nigel. Well, let's have this out now. I'm delighted to welcome the barrister and writer Stephen Barrett and human rights lawyer Shoaib Khan. Great to have both of you with me. Mr. Khan, if I could start with you, do you think that Keir Starmer has a case to answer here?
Hi. No, I don't. I mean, I think for so many reasons, really. Firstly, I mean, there's a difference between saying a case to answer, questions to answer. I think, you know, that is something that we take quite far, really. I mean, I was alive at the time. I have questions to answer about it. You know, the point is, were you involved? No, I wasn't. That's the question answered. So the point is, what is the question we want to ask him? Secondly, I mean, just looking at, you know, it went on for more than 15 years. And there were four or five maybe DPPs during that time. Are we suggesting all of them have questions to answer? Or are we just singling out Keir Starmer?
Well, Mr. Khan, just to interrupt you, we are singling Keir Starmer out. I make no apologies for that, because he's likely going to be our next Prime Minister.
Yes, but exactly, that's the whole point. I don't see what the relevance of that is. I mean, obviously, if you look at it from a political point of view, that might have. So are we saying the rest were unethical? The other
potentially,
four DPPs,
potentially, it was also unethical by the other DPPs, but this guy wants to run the country.
And we're fine with that. So why aren't we investigating that?
I mean, we're not fine with that. I think we should investigate all. Okay, well, listen. Okay,
that was the question.
Very shortly. Stephen Barrett, do you think that Keir Starmer has a case to answer? He wasn't directly involved, but it happened on his watch.
Well, I think it's important for your viewers to notice that Keir Starmer has two titles, or had two titles at the relevant time. One was Director of Public Prosecutions, and the other was Head of the CPS. So as Director of Public Prosecutions, which is a role that's 145 years old, he has oversight, which he's publicly admitted, of all prosecutions in the country. So all 700 prosecutions he has to answer for, really, because he could have intervened in any of them at any time. But, and because there has been a vast move to defend him from that, if you take the other title, Director of the CPS, what we are uncovering, and literally uncovering now, is that the CPS directly prosecuted, on behalf of the Post Office, some of these individuals when Keir Starmer was in charge of it. Mm-hmm. So in 2010, he prosecuted the pregnant Seema Misra, who cries. It's very moving on the Panorama documentary. The entirely innocent woman went to prison for 15 months. His CPS orchestrated that prosecution. Now, yes, he must answer as director of the CPS and as director of public prosecutions. Both titles. Both are a route to his own liability. And the CPS is not really disclosing, it's really dragging its heels on quite how often Mr. Starmer or Sir Keir was involved, because they're guesstimating around 50 so far, 50 cases of the 700. Well, let's see how that comes. If he's not liable, as my learned friend suggests, well, we paid him an awful lot of public money to do this work. If he wasn't doing it, can we have his money back?
Shoaib Khan, what's your response to the principle that the CPS directly prosecuted these individuals and Starmer was the director of the CPS, and that these great miscarriages of justice happened on his watch? If I was in charge, I would at least apologise. Why hasn't Starmer?
Yeah, I mean, asking for an apology is a different thing. Asking him to answer questions or suggesting he's somehow accountable is a completely different thing. I think, but once you start asking for apologies, and I think people should apologise for that, it's a huge miscarriage of justice. It goes right up to ministers, cabinet ministers, the postal office ministers, justice secretary, people in charge, the judges, all of these people. Why did no one notice what was happening? Not just about not notice, constituents, these people were, these vulnerable, poor, innocent people were going to the MPs all the time on a daily basis, campaigners, lawyers, so many people. So, of course, I mean, I'm all for apologies, but what I'm not for is singling him out just because he made the mistake of then entering politics. And that's the thing, if we're looking at from a political point of view, as obviously, I mean, if I'm not wrong, I think Stephen, you know, he's a Tory councillor, so many others who have political points of view, of course, they might want that. But from a legal point of view or a justice point of view, I mean, I don't think we should be singling. So that's the thing. Are we suggesting we're going to pursue all four or five of those DPPs at least with equal vigor? And also, I mean, I think it's ridiculous to suggest he's responsible for all 700 when they were mostly private prosecutions. But even the three that the CP has brought, he has already said those were never came to his desk. So unless it comes out that he's lying, or he was aware, he wasn't even aware
of
it.
Show up. He was the boss. It happened on his watch. And when there's a scandal, the boss goes. Look at Dame Alison Rose at NatWest.
Yes, well, I mean, if he was still there and this had transpired and we wanted him to go, yes, I would probably have been for that. But I don't, where do we want him to go now? That's the whole point. Are we saying he receives a pension? We want to withdraw that? What do we want to do to him? And what do we want to do to all five of those DPPs? That's what I want to know. If he was there, he should resign.
Stephen, this could be politically motivated. Perhaps commentators like yourself have a political axe to grind.
Nah, I don't care. He's liable. If it's a Conservative DPP, it would be exactly the same situation. Let me quote Mr. Starmer in order to assist my friend there. I celebrated victories on their behalf. I picked up awards on their behalf. When they made mistakes, I carried the can. That's Keir Starmer's own words. He has to now carry the can because this is a grotesque abuse of justice. And he was in charge of prosecuting people.
This one is going to run and run. Stephen Barrett, thank you so much for joining us. Top barrister and lawyer and the highly respected human rights lawyer, Shoaib Khan. Gentlemen, thank you.